It's interesting how life has its twists and turns. We like it when things go smoothly. We like it when the car starts. We like it when the children are in school. We like it when things go the way they should. We struggle when things get tough, when we go off course. Jesus said in John chapter 16, verse 33, "In this world you will have trouble." Job, a man who went through much trouble, referred to life as being full of trouble. The fact is, whether we want it or not, sooner or later, we all find ourselves in some form of trouble. The question is not, will trouble come? We shouldn't be surprised when trouble comes. The question is, how will we respond in the day of trouble? That's what makes all the difference in the world. Psalm 50, verse 15. I want us to kind of focus in on that verse today, and I think it gives us some help. God says in Psalm 50, verse 15, He gives us some good instruction. He says, "Call upon me in the day of trouble." That's what we were just doing. "I will deliver you, and you will honor me." So we notice, first of all, God's invitation. He says, "Call upon me in the day of trouble." Where do you turn when trouble comes? What do you turn to when trouble comes? There are some who turn to drugs or alcohol to ease the pain. And I suppose, I'm sure we were just joking, but at one point, you know, it was like, a drink of something would be good. We weren't serious, of course. But for some people, that's the answer. That's how they ease their pain. For other people, it could turn to lots of other harmful things. Some will turn to astrology or fortune tellers to tell them what's going to happen. Who knows? According to the psalmist, according to God's word in Psalm 50, God invites us to call upon Him in our day of trouble. We can look anywhere in the Bible and we'll find people doing just that. People like Daniel, people like the three Hebrew young men. And they're the extreme examples that we often bring up, but there were lots of others. There were all kinds of heroes of the faith in the book of Hebrews. There were all kinds of people throughout history, many who are unknown. Oh, the multitudes that are unknown. We only know a fraction who called upon the Lord in their time of trouble. And whenever we don't know where to turn, we need to remember we can always turn to God. Psalm 46, verse 1 says, "God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble." Jeremiah 33, verse 3 says, "Call to me, and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know." Psalm 40, verse 1 and 2, "I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me, and He heard my cry, and He lifted me out of the slimy pit." Sin is devastating. But God has a way of always redeeming hearts that turn to Him. Sin is powerful. It brings trouble. But God has a way of bringing redemption, of lifting us up as we come to Him. "Call upon me," God says, "in the day of trouble." Why? Because He's the one that can help us. Other people sometimes turn to other solutions. Take away consequences of their actions. But nothing really changes. Call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you. There's change. God's promise, I will deliver you. I will not leave you where you are at. And I'm not just speaking about what we prayed about here a few moments ago, although there is that too, but I'm talking about all of us in all of our situations. We've all faced situations, some that we are definitely not proud about. And some of you know how God has delivered you already. We can probably take a whole morning. Okay, it's almost the end of the morning. We can probably take the whole afternoon sharing about how God has delivered different individuals in their time of trouble. That's God's promise. Call upon me. I will deliver you. Who delivered Daniel? It was God. Who delivered Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Who delivered David from the angry hands of King Saul? Or who delivered Peter? Who delivers us? It's God. We need to use our heads and we need to take certain steps. We need to come before the Lord. Where we need to repent, we need to repent. Where we need to ask for forgiveness, we need to do that. When we need to, whatever the situation is, we need to do our part. But it's the Lord who will deliver. It's the Lord who guides. It's the Lord who protects. It's the Lord who lifts the burden off of us. Not anything else. All other efforts would be doomed to failure. So I want to encourage you this morning. Whatever your need is, your own personal need today, whatever it is that you are struggling with, if it's an addiction, if it's a sin, if it's just feel like you've fallen into a rut spiritually, maybe there's a frustration in your life, I can tell you that it's the Lord who will deliver. Call upon me in the day of trouble. It'll come. Call upon me, and I will deliver you. And then notice the third part of that verse. He says, and you will honor me. Redemption. You will honor me. Despite whatever trouble you might find yourself in. Despite the fact that sometimes we wonder how it's even possible. And there's the thoughts of the enemy that comes upon us. Because when we're in trouble, the enemy will tell us, it'll never be different. You'll always be in that pit. You don't deserve anything else. And we know that's the enemy talking. God has a much different plan for our lives. He says, if you call upon me, allow me to deliver you. You will come to the place in your life where you will honor me. I will lift you up and raise you up and let you stand and glorify the Lord your God. Happened so many times throughout history. The people of God failed him. God showed his grace and his patience. Sometimes he showed his judgment only to teach them. And the people turned. And so when we turn to the Lord in our day of trouble, when we call out to Him, He delivers us. And we need to make sure that we glorify and honor Him. To praise Him. To give thanks to Him. In fact, we even need to give thanks to God, and we've already been doing that this morning already, even ahead of time. Because His grace is with us. Because we know that He loves us. Nothing can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Let's take a quick look here in a couple of other scriptures. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And I think most of you might know this, but if you don't, turn to it in your Bible or look it up when you get home. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And Paul writes, "And we know that in all things, not some things, all things, God works for the good of those who love Him." Do you love Him? Do you love the Lord? Then you know that God will work all things for the good. Do you believe it? I know it's easy to believe it when things are going well, when things are smooth, when the day of trouble hasn't come. It's easy to say, yes, in all things God works for the good for those who love Him. But do you really believe that despite whatever trouble you might be in, that God can work something through it? I know that sometimes it's hard to believe, but we must. We need to put our words into action. You see, the lie that we're tempted to believe is that once we've missed and messed, everything is ruined. That God is going to punish us. That God is going to withhold His love for us. That, et cetera, et cetera. None of that is true. We still have to deal with some consequences at times. But in the same chapter, in Romans chapter 28, a little further down, Paul writes some very powerful words. He says this with absolute certainty, and I want to share them with you. Because I know that there are many who have fallen into a day of trouble of your own. And for most, you've already seen God redeem. Maybe for some, you're still looking. But I want you to know the truth of God's Word from Romans. He says, "I am convinced." I like that word, convinced. "I am going to stubbornly cling to this truth." That's what he's saying. "Because I know it to be true. I am convinced," Paul says, "that neither life or death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord." My friends, if you are facing trouble of any kind today, there is a God who loves you. There is a God who receives you, who knows where you're at, wants to lift you up and redeem you. Peter's words to us in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6 and 7. And maybe this is the key for us here. Maybe this is what it depends on. In fact, I know it is. And this is why I want to take some time this morning. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6 to 7. "Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that He may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on Him, because He cares for you." And that's the truth. He does. I want to encourage you, friends. Don't let Satan beat you up. When you've humbled yourself before God and you've brought yourself to Him in prayer, God's mighty hand is not there to crush you. It's there to lift you up, to give you a firm place to stand. What a friend we have in Jesus. The songwriter said, "Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer." Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. We don't have to do that. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Friends, prayer is the weapon that we have that can change defeat into tremendous victory in every one of our lives. This isn't just about one or two people. It's about every one of us. All have sinned. All have sinned. All have fallen short of the glory of God. Everyone. If we were to start telling all of our sins, well, we'd be here till next Sunday and beyond. But God's grace is there for every one of us. Humble ourselves. Call upon Him in the day of trouble. Let Him reach you. Let His love enfold you. Come to Him in prayer. I ask that we would all be doing that. Whatever your situation is, let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we just come before You this morning and we give You thanks that You are God. We give You thanks that we can call upon You. We give You thanks that we don't have to go around in defeat. But Lord, as we come to You in our day of trouble, as we come to You with the weight of things on us, that we can just sense that presence of God, surrounded by God's people, and to know that You are there, that Your mighty hand is there, not to crush us, but to lift us. And I pray this morning for every person here. And You know the struggles that some have endured or are enduring. And You know the secret things in people's hearts. And I pray, Father God, that You would help us to be men and women who do not hold secrets from You. We pray, Father God, that You would just search our hearts. Help us, Lord, to walk in the light. And Lord, we just want to thank You. I want to thank You for Your presence here this morning. I want to thank You for Your church, the body of Christ. And I pray that we would just come to You every day in prayer. For You are the one who hears us, who invites us, who receives us and delivers us. Amen.